The audience says a massive robot arm helped unveil Tesla's latest car last week, the Model D, an all-electric car that can go from 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds for a mere $120,000. While the audience cheered, Wall Street was not impressed. Tesla's stock has fallen about 20% since its peak last month. But the importance of the car may not be in sales. We'll have more on that. Meanwhile, how does it feel? Tesla founder Elon Musk called the car nuts, bananas. He said driving it was like taking off from a carrier jet or having your own personal roller coaster. So how would James Temple describe it? He's senior editor at the tech news site Recode. He rode in the car and joins us from KQED in San Francisco. James, how was the ride?
Well, I can state definitively that I liked it more than my 2004 Honda. But I did write that, you know, I was only in it for a few minutes and it wasn't a full test or anything, but I did write that it was roller coaster-esque in that, you know, as we accelerated initially and it can go from 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds, it was roller coaster-esque. I got that sort of tingling sensation in my stomach through that level of acceleration. So it was certainly an exhilarating ride.
So fun for those who can afford it, but there may not be that many. So why else is this car important?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think that there are sort of two important points in that regard. Tesla is helping to build out the electrical charging infrastructure, the battery production, et cetera, that's going to help make this a more mainstream product, most likely. They're also working on the Model 3, set to come out in a few years, which is supposed to come in at $35,000, so more of an entry-level price point. I think the second reason is a macro one. We're pumping greenhouse gases into the atmosphere at alarming rates, and, you know, one way or another, we need to move to cleaner, renewable energy systems as fast as possible, and electric vehicles is one step in that direction.
Well, it's also a way to test new technology. Describe some of the features of the car.
Sure. Well, there were a lot, certainly just in the basic engineering, the acceleration, it's all-wheel drive. The things that caught my eye as a tech reporter were some of the autonomous safety features. A lot of them were ones we've seen in other cars, like being able to accelerate automatically. The more interesting ones where you can, as it drives by a highway sign, it can read what that sign says and automatically adjust up or down to that level. And for people who like me who can get a little spacey as they're and unfocused as they're driving, that could be a cool feature.
Reacts to speed limits and such. Well, there's other criticism besides the cost. Edward Niedermeyer writes in Business Report, it's not a new car. It's just a dressed-up version of the company's other cars. Business Insider writes, some investors think Tesla's thinking like Silicon Valley, you know, about innovation, and not like Detroit, which had to learn how to churn cars out. So what is the sense?
Well, I think some of the tension is that it's priced, the stock has been priced like a tech startup, but it's in a very capital-intensive business, auto manufacturing. They're not just building cars and manufacturing facilities, but now they're looking to build this huge battery plant as well. They're building out charging stations across the U.S., so it's an expensive business. But the flip side argument could be that, you know, something about the totality of the Tesla package. While all of the features might be in other cars, there are few cars that have all of those features all built into one thing, especially one that's all electric.
Yeah, that's James Temple, senior editor for the tech news site Recode, talking to us about the new Tesla, which I just love. It has a feature where you can press a button and it will change lanes for you, maybe more safely than you can because you want to have a blind spot. I don't know if you could trust that. But James, we will see. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.